I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Gather around. Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Lovers, fun lovers. You have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you on a Friday. One of the things we do on Friday, it's different than other shows, we actually celebrate what we believe to be the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Here we go, folks.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Yeah, Friday is the day that we have fun. We try not to take ourselves too seriously. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know better. It's Friday. Yeah. I just love it. The Friday song by request, all across America. Okay, I want to throw something out to you, and it's something I still to this day I've heard this for years, maybe decades. This idea that somehow, if we seal our border, do what I've recommended for more than a decade now, that what we need to do in America is we need to do what businesses do on a regular basis, sometimes a quarterly basis, sometime on an annual basis. You go to the mall and you're strolling inside the mall and you see the lights on in a business and you go to walk in to do some shopping 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. You see help bustling around, but the doors are locked. And then you see the sign just inside the door. Sorry, closed for inventory. And I've said this for more than a decade now on radio all across America, that what we need to be doing is we need to close for inventory. We need to seal our border. But there's a thought out there that every time you say we want to control the flow in and out of our country, who do we want? The president during his campaign in talking about the Dreamers. said we want the best and the brightest. If you've got a skill, if you've got an education, if you've got money, the thing he always said is, hey, if you are first in your class at the Wharton School of Business, I don't want you going home to Guatemala or Norway or wherever it might be. I want you right here in America. We want people like you. Well, now one of the presidential wannabes, Julian Castro, who, by the way, does not speak fluent Spanish. Did you know that? You just assume that a guy named Julian Castro is Mr. Bilingual. He's not. And in fact, his mom, when he was mayor of San Antonio, urged him, begged him to take a course, Rosetta Stone or Babel or whatever it was back then, to take a course so he could learn at least rudimentary Spanish. And to this day, he does not speak fluent Spanish. But I want you to hear, this was last night on Hardball with Chris Matthews. As he was test marketing the notion that a border wall would send the wrong message to the rest of the world. I want you to listen, Julian Castro. This is cut number six. This is cut six, and this is Julian Castro with Chris Matthews on Hardball.
Chris, first of all, if I were president, we wouldn't be in this mess. But, you know, what strikes me about the mess that we are in, totally of President Trump's creation, is that this is essentially the definition of insanity on his part. You know, they say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And he's walking right into that as we approach February 15th. And so it's clear that Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats have offered compromise on border security, because Democrats do believe in border security, investing in personnel, investing in better technology, securing our ports of entry. We had a great example of why that's important today. Out in Arizona, they had one of the largest busts of fentanyl that was coming through one of the ports of entry, 254 pounds of that. And so, you know, if we want to get border security, we can get there. What we're not going to have is a wall. It's ineffective. And I believe that it would ultimately change the notion of America from one of the Statue of Liberty that welcomes immigrants, that stands for freedom and opportunity, to a wall where this country literally blocks itself off from the rest of the world. And over time, that would change who we are as Americans. So in addition to being ineffective, I believe that we shouldn't do it because that's not who we are as a country.
Now, I want to ask you the question. There is this notion being floated by liberals out there that somehow it would change the way we are perceived in the rest of the world. Now, what he did not mention is that the Statue of Liberty is not far from Ellis Island, where people came through the system if they were sick, they were treated, and they eventually became, they learned the language and they became citizens. That's not what is happening along our southern border. That's why we need a border wall. You want to stop the flow? You want to stop the caravans? You build a border wall. But this whole notion that somehow, some way, the message we're sending is all wrong. It doesn't reflect American values. Poppycock. Poppycock on all of you. Because that's just not the way it is. A country that is allowed to dictate who comes and who goes into a country, that's called sovereignty. And that's not a bad thing. I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. And in just a bit, I'm going to let you hear more from Julian Castro. He is one of the latest to announce. Cory Booker, I guess, announced today, this morning. We'll get to that and more coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to join us. And I want to ask, honestly, this notion that somehow it will send the wrong message if we put up a border wall, that the image of America should be the Statue of Liberty, not a border wall. Is that what you think? Does that fit where you're coming from? We'll get to your calls in a minute. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4334. 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business, but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At The Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. It's Friday. We're talking about this notion being floated by at least one presidential wannabe on the Democrat side. His name is Julian Castro. I know him personally. I interviewed him a number of times when I worked in San Antonio, and he was the mayor of San Antonio. Good guy. He's not overly impressive. But what he said last night on Hardball is something I've heard from Democrats for a long time. This whole notion that as Americans, we should have essentially an open border policy. And that's what he wants. And the notion of putting up a wall will somehow send the wrong message to people around the world that we're not welcoming, like the Statue of Liberty. We're different. We put up a wall to keep people out. And the question that comes up is, so? What do you think? Should we have open? I mean, there are some people, and maybe you're one of them, that believes that we should have open borders. Ollie, ollie, all in free. You want to come in? You want to find a job? Be my guest. But it's wrong. We'll see what you think coming up. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's get to your calls because I want to find out from you. I want to find out from you what you think. And if you buy into this this liberal claptrap about, we got to send the right message and people around the world want us to be welcoming like the Statue of Liberty. Let's find out what you think, shall we? In fact, let's go to Shane. Shane, you're up. You are leading off, and you're on Live and Local now for a Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Well, you know, I'm listening to all this stuff, and I'm thinking about it. You know, and if you want to send the right message, why don't we build a Statue of Liberty on the border with a corresponding equivalent to the Ellis Island that anybody that comes up and wants to come into this country, whether it be through asylum or whatever, they have a port of entry and they can do it like all of our forefathers did it. Oh my goodness. I mean, would that be such a bad thing?
Well, and that's what they always leave out, you know. Chuck Schumer, in the Senate has said, you know, the image of America shouldn't be a border wall. It ought to be the Statue of Liberty. Well, he forgets that Statue of Liberty was a part of Ellis Island, where people went through the system and became citizens. They learned the language.
Well, we know Pelosi and Schumer and all of the other Democrats that want to get their new voting base in, they want to leave out all of the other stuff like Ellis Island, and I mean there wasn't the Russians, the Irish, the Italians, or anybody else that came through here, that came here, that didn't have to be sponsored, didn't have to be not drug-free, healthy.
Inoculated? You know, inoculated?
Inoculated. Everybody had to come through and go through a series of tests and show that they wanted to be American citizens, not Italian citizens in America, not Irish citizens in America, not, you know, I'm sorry, Hispanic citizens in America.
Yeah.
They want to be American citizens. If you don't want to go through the proper process, then you know what? You don't get to come in.
You know, we go back to that. You know, you talk about inoculated and all that. The Border Patrol, their agents have spent nearly 20,000 man hours since October not fighting to protect our border or not fighting the drug cartels. They've been chauffeurs. 20,000 man hours since October driving asylum seekers to and from hospitals for medical evaluations. And that's according to a newly released piece of work from the Homeland Security folks. Since October 1, 2018, the Border Patrol has, quote, seen an increase in the numbers of apprehended individuals requiring medical assistance. A total of 2,224 migrants, primarily from Guatemala and Honduras, have been hospitalized due to health issues that could not be treated on site. That's a little scary. That in fact, that's really scary. I've just freed up a line. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go next to Michael. Michael, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's really more about it's more about the wall, really. I mean, of course, I even donated to the GoFundMe page. That wall has to go up. I mean, it shouldn't even be a up for discussion. But what actually upsets me more is these being gutted from the inside out in our nation. We've got these people that are duly elected. Well, don't they swear to the Constitution, to uphold the Constitution?
Oh, yeah. It's in their oath.
And so when they don't, then why are they not immediately terminated from office? It's just no voting, no other stuff. If you are not upholding the Constitution, therefore you are not doing your job, and you should be let go.
That's the kind of impeachment that we ought to be talking about. Michael, thank you for the call. No, I mean, that's what we ought to be talking about. But somehow we are not. Don't forget, it's February 1st, and that means Valentine's Day just around the corner. And trust me, I know from personal experience, you don't want to forget Valentine's Day. Let me just put it, you don't want to forget Valentine's Day. So celebrate Valentine's Day at Ichabod's. Thursday, February 14th, beginning at 3 p.m., you and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala, walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, my personal favorite, succulent prime rib. Make your reservations. Do not be disappointed. I don't want your main squeeze to be disappointed. Make your reservations right now. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I'm Kevin Wall. More of your calls coming up on the other side. Yeah. This notion that we're sending the wrong message by building a wall, I think that's a load of you-know-what. We'll talk about that more. We'll get to your calls, too, on the other side as we continue Live and Local now. Some folks are born, silver spoon in hand. Y'all don't to help themselves, y'all. But when the tax man comes to the door, y'all the house looking like a rum and sand, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can actually help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across Nevada and in participating Valley meat markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. Yeah, I know. Two for $3? Amazing. You want to save even more money on real water? You can. That's what I'm doing. That's what Wayne Allen Root's doing. It's called Real Water Home Delivery. You save money, and they bring it right to your front door. Oh, I just love it. Check it out for yourself. In fact, you can check it out right now at realwaterhomedelivery.com. Realwaterhomedelivery.com. We're going to get to more of your calls coming up. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Do we, as a sovereign nation, have the right to dictate who immigrates or emigrates, if you will, to this country? Should we have the right to say we want your best and your brightest? If you don't have an education, if you don't have money, if you don't have skill sets that that will benefit America, we don't want you. Now, we know you may be poor and destitute and on the run from the drug cartels. But let me just ask you, do we have to take everybody that comes to our front door? The same way a radio station. And it's a horrible analogy, I know. But radio stations, they don't play any record that is produced. They play the hits. Is it okay for a country, a sovereign country, to essentially want to play the hits? And I contend that it's fine. But there are people on the left who believe in open borders, who believe anybody that comes to our front door, whether they are crime-ridden, disease-ridden, doesn't matter. Does not matter. We take them. And the unemployment rate goes up. The amount of money we have to spend on Medicaid expansion and other social programs goes up. Our hospitals are overrun. Our schools are overrun. They have to teach English language learners. I think at one point we spent $50 million on English language learners a couple of years ago in the Clark County School District. $50 million. You can get Rosetta Stone for like $2,000 a pupil, or Babbel, or one of the other. You know, learn Spanish like a first language. Yeah. I mean, you can do that. You can do that on the cheap. But yeah, we're spending $50 million on English language learners. I'm just going to tell you, there's something very wrong with this whole notion. There's something really wrong when you think about it. And by the way, should America's policy be open borders, where we don't control the flow of people into our country? Essentially, the world does. There's something wrong about that. That's what is so bizarre. I promised I was going to let you hear more from Julian Castro. It's cut 7, by the way. 7. He is the former mayor of San Antonio. He was on with Chris Matthews last night. Does he worry about a Trump bump after next Tuesday's State of the Union? Yeah, he's going to do the State of the Union next Tuesday night. Does he worry about some sort of Trump bump after next Tuesday's State of the Union?
Let me ask you about a scenario. Next Tuesday night, State of the Union. It's going to happen. President of the United States walks in. Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States, with all that pomp and circumstance. He walks in, sitting behind him will be Mike Pence looking at him in that sort of choir boy weird way he looks at him, and the Speaker of the House. And he says, the only thing stopping us from having a wall and having border security is that person behind me here. I mean, I think it has a sort of a high noon aspect to it. Don't you think? And isn't that the reason why the Speaker didn't want to give him that night? I mean, I'm thinking about television. He's about 40% now, maybe, depending on your poll. He gets a bump of 5 or 7 points, 5 points maybe. He's back in the game. What would you do to stop him?
You know, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I believe that what Speaker Pelosi did made sense. Look, it ended up that they delayed it by only a week from January 29th to February 5th. It is true that, you know, as somebody who has attended as a cabinet member, a couple of State of the Union speeches, that is the day where you have all but one significant member of the federal government in terms of leadership there in the same room. And so you do need security to be at its tightest. But at the end of the day, the American people can clearly see what the problem is here. You know, poll after poll shows that the American people understand that this is about Donald Trump and his unreasonable demand for a wall. So, yeah, he may get, and I'm sure he's going to do something like that on Tuesday, he may get a temporary bump of a couple of points. But at the end of the day, people realize that the United States does not need a wall, that it is a political ploy for his base, and that if a wall actually were ever built, that it would do more damage to this country than good.
You know what's amazing? This country wastes money. What did they send to Iran? $1.8 billion? Was it $1.8 billion? In small, unmarked bills? No, seriously. No, we did under Obama in cash, cold, hard cash. What did we get for that? Just a thought. We waste so much money in this country. We really honestly do. And it begs the question of if is this a waste of money? I don't think so. Ask the Israelis if a border wall helps to protect them. Ask the Israelis. Ask Harry Reid at Anthem Country Club. Does a wall help protect you, make you safer? Is there a reason why they don't just take down your wall, your fence? I mean, it's there for a reason, right? We'll get to your calls on the other side. One of the things we're talking about. Oh, and by the way, coming up top of the hour, very excited. Good guy, Byron Brooks, ran for the state Senate. And he is a part of the Nevada Republican Coalition, which is looking to turn Nevada back into a red state. I mean, it is incredible what has happened to our state. And we've got a brand new 80th Nevada legislature getting set to begin on Monday. But Byron Brooks will talk about a lot of stuff, including opportunity scholarships and what we need to do to turn this state around. Also, anti-Semitic language and actions by groups aligned with the Democrat Party. You know, they talk about the nationalist and how they've glommed on to President Trump. We forget about the groups. In fact, the Democrats had to bail out of the National Women's March because there were too many groups aligned with the Women's March that were guilty of anti-Semitic language and actions. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. I'm so excited. I love Fridays. Fridays are so much fun. And by the way, if you missed the Friday song, we'll have the Friday song coming up a little bit later on. Why? Oh, because I love the Friday song. We'll get to that and more coming up as we continue live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334, that's 702-625-4334, or peakhealthlife.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Love that. I love the bump music we play, and it's selected by our staff and management, and it's really very, very cool. The process we go through as far as what songs we play, what songs we don't play. Frank, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Mr. Wall, you keep using that word sovereign, you're going to be arrested as an enemy of the state.
I know.
As foretold by one Orwell, either book, take your pick. If I may use your forum, you know, and tell the youngsters, the millennials that you have listening about an America that we both knew, Kevin, when you and I were in high school and just getting out of high school and would get jobs and would even be called on jury duty, or we would see people at work called on jury duty, the owners of the companies would still pay them their salaries.
Yeah.
That's how important being in America. You remember those days. The owners of companies would pay them. Why we have summer vacation? Because the kids would return to the farms and work them. Americans would work their own farms. This is news to a lot of listeners, but that's the America you and I grew up in. We didn't have to be drafted. If our country was being attacked, we didn't have to be drafted. Where do I sign up? Give me a rifle. Let me get the bad guys. Kevin, what happened to that America?
And by the way, that is not a phenomenon that's like back in the day. What you just talked about is what happened after 9/11, where people said, sign me up. I want to go protect our country. I want to make sure another 9/11, another 3,000 people don't have to die. So I'm going to go. If I have to go to Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever the commander-in-chief sends me, we're going to go there. We're going to get the job done. We're going to kick some ass.
Good for Kevin, good for you. You have a great weekend. Love the show, buddy.
Thank you, man. That's Frank. Good guy. By the way, coming up, Byron Brooks, the former state Senate candidate, now a part of the Nevada Republican Coalition. And they're doing something that I think is absolutely incredible all across the state of Nevada. And we'll talk about that coming up in just a couple minutes. One of the other issues that we have been following for you, and that is the president, and is he really upholding conservative values? A guy that said it probably better than anybody I can think of is Sean Hannity. Last night, I don't know if you caught it, but last night, Sean Hannity took a bow, if you will. He took some credit because I can remember dating back to 2015, Sean Hannity was talking about the conservative values of Donald J. Trump. And what's happened is we have seen that kind of conservative value expressed by the president, not just in words, but in deeds.
Thankfully, President Trump is working hard. Doesn't get the credit from the media to preserve core constitutional rights and principles for all Americans, including newly born children, the most innocent among us. Top Democrats are now seething with anger over the president's nomination of originalist justices. Many doubters, remember, to 2016, you were worried. I told you I knew this man for over two decades and he would govern as a conservative. I think I've been proven right, and I told you so. As I warned you, Obama was a rigid, radical ideologue whose policies would fail. They did. And now President Trump is fulfilling those promises. We see the economic numbers. We see more peace around the world. We see him checking off the list of what he said he'd do. And now he's also appointing strong, qualified justices. So let not your heart be troubled. President Trump will keep his commitment. For those of you that doubt, I say it's 99.9% to 0.1%. He's going to get the money for the wall one way or the other. And he announced today he's sending more troops down to the border as thousands and thousands of new migrants in multiple caravans are marching through Mexico right to our southern border. Yet again, one contains upward of 12,000 people.
And one of the things that the president is, well, and Sean Hannity believes that the president will get his border wall. I have my doubts. I think he may have to do it through sleight of hand, through trickery. The one thing we do know of is that Nancy Pelosi, and this is cut five, the Nancy Pelosi promises no border bill will have money for a wall. And this was Nancy Pelosi yesterday in the Capitol.
Whatever the product is, are you committed to allowing a floor vote? Whatever conference agreement that they have, are you committed to bringing that to the floor vote?
Well, if they come out with a bipartisan consensus, of course.
Even if it includes border wall money, though?
We're not having a negotiation over this right now. They're having a negotiation over it in there. There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation. However, if they have some suggestions about certain localities where technology, some infrastructure, as I said, about the ports of entry, we might need more ports of entry, we might need some roads. That's part of the negotiation. It is not a negotiation for the president, say. What did he say today? It doesn't matter what Congress does. I knew that he wanted it all to himself. I mean, oh, really? A president who wants to have Congress be completely irrelevant in how we meet the needs of the American people? No, come on.
That was Nancy Pelosi yesterday. The speaker and minority leader does a little dance where they, on Thursdays, Most weeks, they have a little press session where the speaker speaks, and a little bit later on in the Republican media center, the minority leader, in this case, the Republicans, get a chance to send Kevin McCarthy out, and they talk. And usually it's about stuff that they've dealt with or stuff that they're going to deal with in the coming weeks. The one thing we learned yesterday is there is going to be no negotiation, according to Nancy Pelosi. Now, I don't believe that for a second. You may have to do this through sleight of hand, but I think I pray we get a border wall, because we need a border wall. There's just no other way around it. We need a border wall that makes sense. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or just visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Stick around. A group that is trying to change Nevada. We have become, not necessarily a purple state, a lot of people believe we have become a blue state. The Nevada Republican Coalition is trying to fix all that. Byron Brooks will join us in studio. Former state senator, what did we learn from the 2018 midterms? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and Local Now.
This is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a visit lasvegascyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.